Alrighty, my friends, we're gonna give this another shot here. This is a take two. Royal Oculus and Gramophone Company in the house, doing a live mix for you. Do hope you enjoy. While I'm making sure all the megabytes and all the gigabytes of RAM are in full effect and not colliding into one another and slipping into little abysses inside this here laptop, I urge you to make sure your headphones are nice and snug. You're probably walking on down the street on your way to work. And if not, I do hope you enjoy that ottoman, that easy chair there. Oh, it looks like my drums are out. The official gig is over. It's time to, it's time to bring you into something a little bit more mellow. I might try some back announcing in traditional form. However, we might just do a little something else. Let you enjoy the ride, freeform as it were. Alrighty, this is the Royal Oculus and Gramophone Company operator number one, webcasting all the way from the other side of the planet for you. And I do hope that wherever you are, wherever you happen to be temporarily or anchored down with a lifelong commitment, maybe a hubby, maybe a fat piece of real estate, I do hope and I do thank you for letting me join you in your home there, out there in virtual audio land. All right, back to the sounds. Do hope you enjoy.
Di kau deba itu awon itu.
Did think it might be appropriate to slate today's mix, it being May 6th, year of our Lord 2008. Slowly, ever so surely, on this side of the PRC, we feel the heat of the five rings of death as they do approach. You probably know what that means if you are on this side. Or if you're on the other side, you probably keep abreast of all the news and know exactly that those well-meaning International Brotherhood rings are fully engulfed in flames, being used to round up all sorts of derelict riffraff and sent on their way back home. Alrighty, so this is dedicated to the five rings of Brotherhood and Fiery Death, and we'll take our little adventure here one step at a time, one track at a time. So drop me a note if you do enjoy. It's radio@compoundeye.org, radio@compound-eye.org. All right, enjoy.
Tua won ito da di gaor deba itu won ito da
You are listening to Sherman's Mental Sound on Internet Radio. This is Mo of Der Plan confessing that Shirley and Spinoza is simply the best radio on the planet. Please visit Pangea Island in Second Life to hear how perfectly Shirley and Spinoza melts into our little virtual world.
Which brings us to this next song.
I never have anything I want, the woodcutter said. I wish I had a warm coat. I wish we had a bigger house. I wish we could eat roast beef sometimes. But the woodcutter's wishes did not come true. The woodcutter turned and saw a tree fairy.
I will give you three wishes. No matter what in the world you wish for, your next three wishes will come true.
We must think hard before we wish, the woodcutter said.
Yes, we must be sure to make good wishes, said his wife.
They talked for a long time. They thought of many wishes.
I'm going to count to three. Now you be careful what you wish for.
Number one.
May I smell the cheese?
Kazoo!
Number two.
Then may I smell the cheese?
Kazoo!
Number three.
Then may I smell the cheese?
Kazoo!
Behold the power of cheese.
Every now and then, sometimes when you least expect it, often when you're gay and happy, a headache starts and begins to grow and grow and pound and throb until happiness is a thing of the past. Then's the time to remember Bayer works wonders. Bayer aspirin is pure aspirin, not just part aspirin. Two tablets bring all the pain relief power your headache can use. Bayer aspirin. Put some in your pocket and medicine chest today, because it's hard to be happy when you hurt. Remember, Bayer works wonders. Honest.
Haide, haide, băi băieți, căciula pe ureche, căciula de-a cățava să se mirima halaua, hai la! Hai la una și la două și la patru și două cu picioarele amândouă, hai la așa! Băzi, băzi, băzi, la mareță-i căsă, căsuța-i aduna, cu stinea areță-i căra. La fi iarba mai groasă și fetița mai frumoasă. Ia ca așa, ca așa. Bă, dă-o și la mine, fata care-i joacă tine. Ia așa și tot așa, zi țară din bădița. Cu se joacă fetița. Peste îngaș și pe gata, uite așa se joacă fata. Că ia ca așa, așa, nu te da, ce nu te da. Că nu te peți așa, că așa, uite așa. Marică! Ha la rând, la rând, la rând, ca băiețelii la cânt. Hop așa! Băieții, băi, băieții, căciula pe unde, căciula de-a cațaua să se miri mahala. Haide!
Disembodied brain floating in a tank somewhere underneath the desert in Nevada at an undisclosed location. And when I'm not being subjected to electric shocks, I listen to Shirley and Spinoza.
apocalypse is in.
Now, most people enjoy the sound of birdsong here in Britain. You can even listen to a radio channel with just birdsong on it. But did you know young birds have to learn how to sing? Researchers in the United States have discovered that young birds babble, much like human babies do, before picking up their singing skills. They even have their own special brain circuits to do it. The findings have been published in the journal Science. Stephen Jensen has the details.
The sound of very young children babbling as they begin to mimic adult speech is familiar to parents everywhere. Now, scientists say they've found a parallel in the animal world. the researchers at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology looked at the development of zebra finches, birds with rhythmic and repetitive songs which are often kept as pets. This is the sound of an adult. And this is the rather less predictable sound of a baby bird. One of the team of researchers, Dr. Michael Fee, says the young birds play with sounds in much the way that human babies do.
Zebra finches, like humans, start out learning to speak by babbling, and they practice a lot for several weeks, and eventually they get it right.
The researchers learned that the part of the brain used by baby birds when they babble is different from the one used by adult birds when they sing. Until now, it had been thought that learning to sing produced a gradual maturing of just one area of the brain. The discovery suggests that learning to sing is a process independent from adult singing. Experts say it could help to illustrate some of the mechanisms which underlie the development of language in humans.
Stephen Jensen with that report.
G'day. You're listening to Shelley and Spinoza Internet Radio, broadcasting from a construction site in Suzhou, China. At the moment, I'm hanging from my knackers from the scaffolding here, but I'm enjoying myself because our man about town, Fausto, is going to play me some hot music. Here you go, Spinoza and Shirley.
Thank you. kesel kılıp kalsa, ben bunu kimlikle bırakıp sürüp, patlat, yarım saat oturup kalsam burada. Ben bunu 10 günlü devamlaştırmış, fakat 10 gün devamlaştırmış, her kanda soğuktum bana kesellik, 10 günlü bir çiftte sayılan dağına gitse. Bütün elif yerlerde anlamamız, Allah'a değeri var. Şirketimiz, zaten dağına gitseldaşlar. Belki anlamam abisi, müşakilerin kendisini anlamam değilsin. İşletken mi bize ya kırsınlar, işkenle işletken dersler. Tabi işletmeyen deyilen dağılmışlar. Ya 10 yılda ya 5 yılda ne düşürürsün ne düşürmezsin dinleyin buna. Bu insan kamışır edilen dersin bu soldaşlar. Altını tatanayız vaksiyelerinde. Lekin mağını mengüte kullanmayız. Mağını tatanmayız, altını tatanayız, mağını tatanmayız soldaşlar. Sezen Kralı dedi ki, hayatın yine gide, özüne gide, mesela
cities by the end of this year. According to a report by the UN Population Fund, city living is by default a noisy affair. The capital of Egypt, Cairo, has been named as the noisiest in the world. But experts say as far as our health is concerned, noise can be as much of a problem as air or water pollution. Our Middle East correspondent Ian Pannell unpicks Cairo's sound symphony.
It always starts as a relatively peaceful day. Of course, there are the planes overhead. And there's the sound of building work underway. But then you can add the incessant banter of Cairo's infamous traffic. Not to mention the chatter and prayers of more than 60 million people. And so one man trying to sell tea towels in Cairo city centre really does have to shout to be heard. That's better. By midday, the noise levels in Cairo top 90 decibels. That's about the same level as a jackhammer or a chainsaw. A study carried out by Egypt's National Research Centre concluded that living here is like spending all day, every day, inside a factory.
We've now come out onto the streets of Cairo. We're in a downtown market area that's absolutely teeming with people. You may wonder why my voice sounds strange. We've actually taken over control of someone's megaphone system, which is normally used to sell pants and socks and vests, the finest products over from China. A good illustration of the noise levels that are now taking over the streets of Cairo.
A small curbside coffee shop offers a quick hit of caffeine and some temporary oral relief. Though even here, the noise never quite stops as the teacups tinkle and the shisha pipe bubble.
I'd like to live in the new suburbs, away from the noise, but it's just not practical. There's no transport there, but it would be good to live somewhere quiet.
Strange as this may seem, some actually choose to embrace this cacophony. In his spare time, Mohammed Farag takes groups on walking tours through the city centre.
The highest noise is usually the microbus driver, because like they tend to fire their horns whether or not there's something in the way. They call them the devils of the street. You know what's the noise that annoys me the most? Is the noise of people like dragging their feet on the street. Like it reflects so much weakness and tiredness and frustration, and like I don't like that.
These are recordings from construction sites.
of neon lights and things are producing static noise. This is the real sound.
Mahmoud Rafat is a composer who records the sounds of Cairo and turns them into music of sorts.
There is a huge era underneath that is kind of keeping the rhythm and keeping the vibe of the city, and it's the hidden music somewhere.
But you created something that sounds almost peaceful out of a city that frankly always sounds chaotic and feels frenetic.
This surface is full of extremes and big noises and heavy traffics and all of that, but then this other side of the story is very mellow.
Perhaps there is a hidden beauty and inner truth to all this maddening noise. When the sun's high and the smog is thick, it's hard to see beyond the clatter and chaos of Cairo.
Ian Pannell with that report from Cairo.
Well, hello there, my friends. I do thank you for staying tuned all this time. And remember that if you have a trusty microphone and a trusty recorder wherever you happen to be, please feel free to send us a small sound window, and we can incorporate that in future mixes. That's right. You can always email your sound files to radio@compoundeye.org. That's radio@compoundeye.org. And it's always nice for poor folk like myself to take a vicarious visit to where you happen to be. Sort of give and take, you understand? We're doing the same. More or less. You're taking a visit into my laptop. My desktop. Well, if that's a little too close for comfort, I do understand. So, hopefully the next half hour or so will make you a little more at ease. You hope you enjoy. Stay tuned.
Shut up. Hello, Shirley. Hello, Spinoza. What are you doing in stuff? This is Jeffrey Pine in Portland, Oregon. I like to have fun and act silly a lot. And with Shirley and Spinoza, it makes it so much easier.
Smoke Fatima. You see, Fatima has all the advantages of a long cigarette. A cleaner, cooler, milder smoke. And in addition, Fatima has an advantage all its own. A really superb flavor. A different, better flavor, because Fatima is a blend of more expensive tobaccos. So if you smoke a long cigarette, smoke the best of long cigarettes. Smoke Fatima. Remember, Fatima is the long cigarette that's long on quality.
Buenas noches, señor. ¿Cómo estás? ¿Quieres un amigo? Porque yo quiero un amigo. ¿Quieres ser mi amigo? Señor, señor. ¡Ay, chihuahua! Este señor está muerto. ¿Qué voy a hacer? Tengo un teléfono. Voy a llamar la policía. Ring, ring.
¿Aló? ¿Sargento Muñiz?
¿Sargento Muñiz? Es Canaria. Tengo un hombre muerto. Aquí en mi casa.
Sí.
Sí.
Es verdad.
Es verdad. Otro hombre.
Repeating this latest bulletin just received moments ago from Cumberland, Maryland,
Civil defense authorities have told newsmen that murder victims show evidence of having been partially devoured by their murderers.
Construction sites of neon lights and things are producing static noise. This is the real sound.
Mahmoud Rafat is a composer who records the sounds of Cairo and turns them into music.
There is a huge era underneath that is kind of keeping the rhythm and keeping the vibe of the city, and it's the hidden music somewhere.
You created something that sounds almost peaceful out of a city that frankly always sounds chaotic and feels frenetic.
This surface is full of extremes and big noises and heavy traffic and all of that, but then this other side of the story is very mellow.
You're listening to WMOF, music, sounds, and straight talk for the North and East Side communities of Moth Mountain. Also serving the greater Makeout Meadows and West Side Merkin Mound. The time is now 8 p.m.
How is the weather today?
Che tempo fa oggi?
It is nice and cool.
È bello e fresco.
Pier 43 on the San Francisco waterfront, stop and listen. Do you hear the cries of pleading mothers? Or the screaming of young men about to be dragged out to sea? It might be more than just your imagination. Because 75 years ago, right at the foot of the pier where the square rigger Balclutha stands today, young sailors were shanghaied, sold to some sea captain for a couple of dollars and then shipped out to China or Japan. If you want to see where these sailors spent their last nights, where they ate, or where they drank, fly to San Francisco. And the best way to get there is on American Airlines. American Astrojets can have you there in just a few hours, Call your travel agent or American, the airline built for professional travelers. You'll love it.
About time for me to wrap on up here. It's been almost an hour of uninterrupted goodness, and I do hope that your tail has wagged once or twice, and if not, I do apologize for that. Be sure to send your suggestions. You know where. I won't bore you with that this time around. Remember, this is the ROGC, aka Shirley and Spinoza, Royal Oculus and Gramophone Company. I know that's a whole lot of words thrown at you all at once, and if you are a learner of the English language, be sure to make your best attempt to wrap your chops around those syllables, and that'll be the final exam for this semester. Alrighty, that said, thank you for joining us on this little trip. And I do hope you join us next time around. If this is downloaded for you, nice and proper, then you should have just a little bit over 60 minutes there to fill up your hour's worth of aerobicizing tune requirement. Time for the wind down. Alrighty, folks, I'm going to sign on out here and make myself some victuals. It's that time of day. And I'll catch you on the flip side. Be sure to drop me a note. Let me know what you think. Till later on.
Ikaw deba ito awon ito.